Levin, always cutting it fine, but still you're here. Good man. Listen, Dr. Harriet has a bit of business to do and you can sit yourself down and get organised. Good man yourself.
This spring, the National Concert Hall continues its popular Sunday matinee concert series featuring the Vanbrugh Quartet, performing Haydn and Schubert string quartets at the University Church, St. Stephen's Green. The series, which starts on Sunday the 8th of February, runs for three consecutive Sundays. So relax, unwind and enjoy the best of chamber music by the Vanbrugh Quartet on Sunday afternoons at the University Church. Tickets are €15 on 417 0000 or NCH.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Now, Friday morning it is. How the month has flown.
Unbelievable.
It is quite unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
In fact, it's believable because it's happened. So so here we are. Nevin, welcome. Happy Friday, my friend.
Yeah,
Happy Friday to you and yours and your lovely children. When are your children starting school, by the way?
Yeah, they'll be starting school very, very soon. They're
how
three
soon
now
soon?
In a few weeks in September.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'll be starting play school and that. And
isn't that something?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long?
It's
you know,
it's very fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It is incredible.
I mean,
when people say it to you, yeah.
Mine are that obviously a lot older than yours, but I can still remember. I can still remember the creche thing and the early days and the play school and the all of that, and going to my two did Montessori and I just remember it all. It's funny, but it's very fast.
Yeah, it is. It's
and
incredible.
I can't believe that your little babies, the twins, are at this stage now.
Yeah, they're three now in a few weeks, you know, and it's been magical.
Ah, sure.
That's
I know
all I can describe
like
it as you
the
know.
2 year, like
a boy and a girl.
Yeah, the 2 year just well. It's
you
wonderful.
Know, yeah. You get value in having
that's
two
right.
for the price.
You do, yeah. You do.
Bless them.
Oh, bless you. Now, what have you got for me today?
Well, I thought we'd do an egg dish, and it's it sounds posh, but it's not. It's a souffle omelette with smoked haddock.
Oh.
I have to say, I've done this a few times, and I absolutely think it is so delicious. And people think, one of the first things I ever learned to make was an omelette, and a souffle omelette. So you put it actually under the grill. So I'm going to explain the whole process.
Because souffle can frighten people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Marty. Yeah. And it's actually extremely easy. So we'll talk about, this serves four, poaching the haddock. It's natural smoked haddock, about a pound of that for four people. And you poach it in milk. So the milk for about 3 minutes. You warm the milk, you put in your haddock, it's skinned, pin-boned, poach it, and then let it cool. Okay, so that's the first thing you do. Now, if you don't want to make this, but the smoked haddock's fab, it's so delicious.
And how long would you do this for?
The smoked haddock?
Yeah.
About 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh,
that's all it takes. It doesn't take very, very long. Then what you do is you just simply strain off the milk. Don't throw the milk out, freeze it. If you're making a fish pie or if you're making a chowder, the flavour in that milk will be fabulous.
Okay.
I know it's not a lot of milk, it's only, 450 mils, but the flavour is fabulous. So please don't waste it, even though we're not using it in this recipe, we're poaching the haddock. Okay.
Just over kind of half a pint, isn't it?
That's yes, exactly, that's it. Now, so 12 eggs in this recipe.
Oh.
Yes, it's a lot of eggs. So 3/4 is 12. So that's roughly about 3 eggs each.
No flies on you.
So about 3 eggs each, so it is.
Right.
So it's very easy. What you do is heat a pan, okay? And then what you do is you whisk your eggs. I have a little bit of cream in this because it enriches it. Okay, just
I'm
a tiny bit of cream.
It.
A little bit of butter in the pan. And then what we do is we put in some cheese. Gruyere cheese, okay, which is a Swiss cheese. You can use there's a lovely Irish cheese, Mossfield, which is really nice. And Gabriel. There's lots of really nice Irish cheeses now which you can use. Not a soft cheese, a kind of hard cheese, which would work really well. So just pick an Irish cheese, whatever you go to your local supermarket or whatever. Grate that in about 75 grams. So that goes into your eggs. You beat that. You have your cream in that. Excuse me, Marty. Heat your pan and melt your butter. You pour your eggs in.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you just kind of set it around the edge. Okay, so set it around the edge. Now, the next thing you do, you've got to kind of slightly cook it. So you pour the egg in when it comes around the edge. And then what you've got to do, you've got to divide your fish mixture. So while your omelette is on cooking, you've got to divide your mixture all over the top of your actual omelette, okay? And then what we do, I have tomatoes in this, 4 ripe tomatoes. So we put slice the tomatoes. So the fish goes on first.
Yes.
Okay. And then you have your sliced tomatoes on top, a sprinkling of herbs. I have some fresh chives in this, but you can do it without the herbs. Don't worry about that.
You have now. You made one dish without herbs since I met you.
I know.
You're a great man.
I'm a monkey.
No, it's fine.
So you literally cook that for, say, about 4 to 5 minutes until it's just beginning to set. And this is the secret. This is why we call it a souffle. When you have your tomatoes on it, when you have your smoked haddock on it, your herbs, black pepper, you flash it under a hot grill for about 2 minutes. What will happen is that the actual omelette will puff up. It does puff up. I've seen it. I've made it. I love it. It puffs up. And then what you do is you you just cook it for 2 minutes until it's golden brown. That will warm through your fish again, even though it's not technically hot. That will cook your tomatoes, but it'll puff up the eggs. And then you just put that, cut it into wedges. You can do individual ones if you want to. You know, a small little pan if you want to, you know, impress for a brunch dish. It's fabulous, or lunch. This is so tasty. I made this when we were recording the programme that's on the Home Fest Home Chef Fast, and the crew and myself, I thought it was delicious, and I hadn't made it in a while.
Yes.
You know, when you know, you don't forget about a dish, but you remake, you say,
and
wow.
How far back is this in your life? What was the time when this arrived?
This would have been when I was training as a chef. I was probably at a guess, I'd say about maybe 19. Yeah, when I first made an omelette like this, and then I kind of varied it, just a basic omelette under the grill, but putting the smoked haddock, it's fab. If you don't like fish, obviously leave it out.
Sure.
You can use a couple of streaky rashers, but with the tomatoes and that, it's so delicious. It really is.
It's a lovely idea. Gorgeous. And again, the trick of the souffle?
Yes, the trick of the souffle, under the grill.
Under the grill.
Puffs up.
For how long again?
Now, can I just make sure
minutes.
To your listeners that your handle in your pan is not plastic?
Yes.
Or you will be giving out and sending me a bill, which I'm not going to pay.
No,
and under the grill for about 2 minutes until it's puffed up, and that's all it takes, because you've cooked it on the top heat. So you start it off on a high heat gas, I use, turn down your heat, and then it goes under the grill.
That's
and it's
perfect.
Fabulous. It's beautiful.
I love it.
So the recipe is on your website.
Yes.
Try it, enjoy it. It's super.
Fantastic. Souffle,
yes.
Omelette with smoked haddock.
Oh.
That's it. Lennon, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
A gentleman. And
so are you.
We've seen January out. God bless us.
Hey, we will.
It's great to be still standing.
Thank God.
Keep the faith, my friend.
Thank
Stay
you.
Home to make
See
me
you
to your
week.
Lovely family. And we talk soon. God
thank
bless.
You.